Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha. Happy Aloha Friday. Welcome to Talking Pictures. This is a special nighttime edition. Of course, we usually do these during the day. This is an advance review that you're actually going to be hearing on Monday the 14th. It will be released then, but I'm saying Happy Aloha Friday because, of course, this is pre-recorded, as in George Carlin would say, what are you going to do, record it afterwards? Anyways, I'm not as funny as him, nor is my delivery. But we're going to be joined by our executive producer, who I will introduce in a moment, who has reviewed multiple films for us for Dances with Films, a few other festivals, some screeners. We are so up to our ears right now in a good way in screeners. Coming up next week, we have Sidemen, the great documentary about Hubert Sumlin, Willie Big Eyes Smith, and Pine Top Perkins. Great interviews with Johnny Winter. Sad thing about this doc is so many of the bluesmen you will see are gone. So unfortunately, you cannot see them live, but their music lives on. We'll also have Miss Camille Brown on for her movie Ninth Ward. That's coming to Amazon Prime on the 29th. She'll be stopping by Friday for a full interview as well. And so, yeah, tonight's film, California Typewriter, the documentary, I don't want to say stars because it is not all Tom Hanks and John Mayer and Sam Shepard, who, let me check this. I want to say he's the playwright who, and pardon me, if you knew everything, yes, he died a couple of weeks ago. So that's what I thought. So Sam Shepard. This is going to be a historical documentary to catch. First of all, let me say welcome to the show, Sharon. Are you there?
Hey, Paul.
Hello. Okay, cool. So, Sam Shepard, this may have been some of his last interviews. So, if you are a fan, there's a reason to check it out. And this is some interesting stuff with John Mayer and Tom Hanks. Of course, Tom Hanks is also a very established Emmy-winning producer for multiple miniseries, so he's not just the actor. I'm going to read some of the synopsis here, and then we're going to get into an interview-style review. California Typewriter will have a theatrical release August 18th in New York, August 25th in Los Angeles, distributed through Gravitas Ventures, which has produced a number of our guest films. Directed by Doug Nickel. We might be having Doug on the show. We're not sure. Of course, there's always scheduling to this. So that is the only reason why we've ever not gotten the director. We are humbly and thankful that we pride ourselves that we get you the film and the director. Synopsis here. It may surprise you to learn that the typewriter has more than a few famous fans, including Hanks, Mayer, Sam Shepard, and more in celebrating the unique love of a more tactile approach to writing and creativity in this documentary, California Typewriter. The thought-provoking film depicts the changing dynamic between humans and machines. It encourages us to consider our own relationship with technology, which of course was first brought to light in film in Charlie Chaplin's Modern Times, which got him in trouble with the government, insinuating that eventually companies would replace people with machines, but we won't get into that. Exploring everything from the preservation of the oldest models to breaking the machines apart to create art, the documentary explores the different ways people continue to connect with these beautiful machines, as well as our own relationship with technology. Of course, some of us love it, some of us hate it. I cannot stand what Facebook has done to the handshake. I cannot stand what text has done to dating and meetings and interacting with people. After a successful festival run, including the Telluride Film Festival, Mill Valley Film Festival, which of course Tom Hanks is up from Mill Valley and Concord, the East Bay area, California Typewriter is going to be available to all of you. Now you can check out the YouTube trailer. Just type in California Typewriter. There's a number of trailers. We actually have, if you're listening to this, we have the link right there for you to click on. So with that, Sharon, we'll jump into the review. I wanted to ask you, What was your favorite part of this documentary?
I must say, my favorite part of this documentary is how it shows why a typewriter is still good. Most people don't realize with today's technology, your laptops, your iPads, they break down, they crash. You don't really go back into them. The typewriters, they have a rhythm. In a way, they almost have a soul. You can hear the keys typing away. You can see the letters coming out. And your typewriter doesn't go off and crash on you in the process. Typewriters are one of those unsung things that I think we should all kind of still go back to. I always loved having a typewriter. I really miss mine, as you can tell. I wish we still had more of them, to tell you the truth.
Well, I'm interested because having a learning disability when it comes to writing. I don't like computers because it always makes you feel dumb when you can't spell something. Typewriters, I remember you always have to backtrack and type over it again, or it turns into a big waste of whiteout, or halfway through you realize you're not going to complete it, so it seems like a big waste of paper. Now, of course, I have not used a typewriter probably since high school, which is over 20 years ago. And computers, of course, became very big in, well, before Windows was mid-90s, but I didn't start using them till college, around 98, 99. So for me, I didn't get as much experience with typewriters because in reality, they did not open up creativity. They made me feel stupid because whiteout, although not
meant to be. Actually, that's where you missed the... I think that's where people miss the thing about typewriters. Today's technology, I don't care what it is that you use, it has that annoying red line, and it's constantly stopping you to tell you where you're wrong. Now, yes, I get your fight with the whole whiteout and having to stop. I had to do that with secretarial stuff myself, and that could be very annoying. But when you sit down as a writer and just let yourself type out, and let yourself get into the rhythm and hear the keys, you can get into your own thing right there. It's not going to stop you and tell you, oh, excuse me, you wrote this wrong, you may want to backtrack. No, if you're having a dyslexic moment, have your dyslexic moment. It's not going to stop your rhythm. You can keep on going, thought what you need, get your entire thought down, and then go back later and rewrite it. Now, that is something that I've always loved for a typewriter. And no offense, today's technology can be rude on that end, Paul. And you know what I'm talking about. You'll be in a rhythm, and all of a sudden, you accidentally spelt a word wrong. You had a dyslexic moment. You transposed a couple of letters, and it's red flagging you. And all of a sudden, you're now concentrated more on that red flag than you were on anything else.
Well, what's interesting is, and then I'll move on to the next question, is that the way we trained our brain with whiteout, which when the teacher pulls out whiteout, that's telling the world you made a mistake. Now, if there was a way to just do it with no one knowing, what's kind of funny is the way people who love typewriters train their brain to just keep going and not white out, there's nothing about the red line that stops your typing. You can continue to type and then go back to your red lines. Like in email, for instance, I still write a long email, then go back to all the red lines. So there's a whole nother time and podcast and an interesting psychological thing a generation or a fan of a typewriter has thought you don't have to stop when technically a red line does nothing. You can write another 150 paragraphs in an email and then go back. Do you have an interview? Because there were so many great ones and they had great points, but did you have an interview or a person that you enjoyed hearing the most talk about this subject? Of course, you've heard Tom Hanks talk about.
To tell you the truth, I was intrigued by everybody's point of view. I gotta say, the artist, when I first saw him, I was like, oh my goodness, that is sacrilege. What is he doing to these machines? And then he showed me what he was really doing with his art. And it was actually turning out beautiful. And he's not destroying these machines. He's actually using the ones that are too far beyond repair. And the fact that he's going over to California Typewriter and giving them parts that they can no longer find because these companies are gone out of business. Typewriters are not going to be around much longer. Enjoy them while you see them, folks. And he gives them the parts that they can use in order to put back the ones people are still using. I love what Tom Hanks had to say. I loved listening to the writer because that's how I've always felt about typewriters and getting into the rhythm and seeing the words come pop, smell the paper and the ink. There's such a seduction. Pardon my dyslexia right there. There's such a seduction to the whole ink and smell and the paper and the clicking of the keys. I just can't describe it. And that writer describes it beautifully. I love everybody's points of view because they were so important to describing why these typewriters are and still are important.
What did you think about, other than the personability of... Okay, well, first of all, we got to ask, you know, give us some words to describe this. Was it great? Was it fun? Was it entertaining? Give us something there that so the audience has some, you know, some descriptive words to go on of how this, what this documentary was.
Intriguing, fascinating, well-rounded points of view. I mean, I could go on with the words here. The moment I say that is the moment my brain decides to go blank on me.
I was
going to
say, there's
sorry
no red lines
that,
or white out, so you have to come up with a couple more words.
It was excellent to see points of view of why this machine should still be around. It was wonderfully put together. Every scene was imperative because they all showed why these machines are important, what they do, how they can still help writers, and why people are still turning to them as writers.
Now, do you feel
they're
without
such beautiful machines, and this was really a beautiful film.
Without spoiling anything, do you feel? Now, I think when you record Eric Clapton and then play him computerized over a 1950s song, I think you are changing the music, or if you colorize a black and white film. But do you honestly feel that if I write down, I love my mother on a typewriter, and I write down on a computer, I love my mother, that there's actually a difference in the intent or love I have for my mother? Not knocking the film, but for you as a viewer.
For me, I feel that the typewriter is more personal. As I said, it goes back to the letters popping up on the paper, the smell of the ink, the feel and texture of the paper, and to know that it does, I'm not going to say take more time, maybe a little bit more time, but you put more personal self into a typewriter than you do a computer. People all the time take their computers for granted. They just, you can probably just have a file, thank you very much, and write out some generic email. You can't do that with a typewriter. You actually have to physically sit down, put in the paper, type out the words that you're trying to express, and pull that piece of paper out. The printer's not going to print it out for you. You are the one doing all the work. It is actually, to me, a lot more personal if you use a typewriter as opposed to a computer.
Well, I do want to say, I do want to say that the only thing I could compare it to is writing was a picture that I happened to post on Facebook today of writing down every film I saw for the year. And I've lost it over the years, but I've done it for the last 15 years. And I have a couple of years in a drawer, and I found 1 year today. And there was something completely different than had I had a file or an email or a whatever you call it, iWord in a Mac that had all the names, because I remember my hand being too tired after writing 20 or 30 or 40 films. And I remember some are just so sloppy you can barely read what they are. And there is kind of a dated by the week of what I watched that week. So I know this is typewriter and handwritten, but as I said, I think they are fairly a similar thing, where there's more of a, it's coming from your hands and it's going to the paper. Like, this isn't spoiling it, but John Mayer said songs in a hard drive and something in a computer versus you're looking at this pile of notes and it takes 25 pieces of paper, little scratch notes, to read something. So I think this film for me was great, and it was a wonderful doc. It was enjoyable. And I guess all that, and it's not the film's fault, all that it took from me was just that I think typewriter, and I think, like I said, white out, and I think kids looking at you, and I think kids knowing that that means you made a mistake, versus on a computer, you just go delete, 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 and the whole class doesn't know that you're making a mistake. So for me, that's not the film. My take on the film, definitely worth it. Very thankful that we got it. We want to thank Sarah at Jive Digital PR. It was great to get this from her, and she's sent us some other stuff that we're going to have coming up. So we are always happy to continue work. Again, due to schedules, we might not have the director on. We're hoping we can work something else out, but if not, please get out. Check this out on Google. We want you to research this and learn more. Sometimes people will tell me, you didn't provide all the information, or you provided too much. And right now, when it's a film we really dig, we want you to do some of the fun and find out where it's playing near you. Plus, I can't take the time to find out everywhere it plays in New York for you and everywhere it plays in Los Angeles. Again, I'm going to say happy Aloha Friday. This review you will be hearing on the 14th, so don't think we're cuckoo and have lost our brains. This will be Monday the 14th, and we hope you see the film this week. Sharon, any closing words for you?
It was a very intriguing film. I loved it, and I was happy to see this one come across, because to me, I don't have those nightmares of whiteout or anything like that. Loved it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah,
loved
no, that was a very interesting thing for me. Few films have done that, where unless it's to bring up something, something bad or something tough that you lived through. And again,
it's so
great
funny
film.
You say whiteout, and I go ink and paper and wonder. It's I love perspective, and it gives the different perspective of. I think most people have that fear of whiteout and, oh my gosh, the hassles of a typewriter. And I love that this film gives the other perspective of why they're so wonderful, why they don't judge you, why they're needed in their own way.
They made me want to get one till I heard how much they go for now. So I just thought, well, that's fine. I'll stick with my trusty laptop. But it was really, it's like anything cool. In 10 years, not saying what typewriters are, but laptops will be $5,000, and whatever new concoction we're on will be the normal price. So, I mean, God, we're even at a point where you can't get an iPod at Apple. You have to look for them on eBay. So We'll let you check out the film, and I'm glad that we didn't discuss any of the technology and relationship with technology questions, because those can all be answered without us reviewing it and getting into it, because it's an endless thing. So as for me, I'm going to say get out and see this film this week. As always, thank you for listening. Make sure and tell your friends. And let's see, you'll hear this Monday, so Tuesday, a review of Sidemen. You love the blues, check it out. We got interviews with the late Hubert Sumlin, Willie Big Eyes Smith, Pinetop Perkins, Johnny Winter, everyone you could think of if you like the blues. And then, of course, Camille Brown will be stopping by this week, and the Ninth Ward coming to Prime. That's going to do it for me. And Sharon, I'll let you close out the show.
Have a happy Aloha Friday, everybody, and go watch a great film.
All right. Take care. Spread some peace. Aloha.
Bye.